The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course Lesson 2, The Word of God, The Foundation of Knowledge. Points to ponder. These questions are intended as a study aid to spur further thought on the concepts discussed in this lesson and to help you apply them on a personal level. We suggest you take the time to write your answers to these questions and compare them to the scriptures given. Please feel free to write us with any comments or suggestions, including questions about the course or this lesson. Many people glory in their own accomplishments. What should we glory in? Consider Jeremiah chapter 9, verses 23 and 24. Who is really responsible for the darkness and deception that encircles the world? Consider 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, and Revelation chapter 12, verse 9. The world is filled with many false values. To whom do we look for the foundation of right knowledge? Consider Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6. King David, a prolific writer of Old Testament scriptures, look to what as the source of his inspiration. Consider 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21, and 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. Which king ordered a copy of the word of the Lord to be cut into pieces and burned? Was he successful in destroying God's word? Consider Jeremiah chapter 36, verses 1 through 32. Jesus Christ and New Testament writers often gave credence to earlier writers. Which Hebrew prophet included in the writing section of the Old Testament is specifically referred to by Jesus in his Olivet prophecy? Consider Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, and Mark chapter 13, verse 14. In what is now called the New Testament, many followers of Jesus Christ left a permanent record of his life and teachings and the work of the apostles. These were eyewitness accounts. Why were these records left for us? Consider John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31. What are the two great commandments? Consider Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 18, and Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 40. Biblical knowledge is foundational in our relationships with God and each other. How long will it endure? Consider 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 24 and 25.
Thanks for listening to Points to Ponder. This concludes Bible Study Course Lesson 2, The Word of God, The Foundation of Knowledge. For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.